very fucking unprofessional.
I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. Sometimes you think you're falling behind, like, you know, schedule-wise, or like, damn, I should have reacted to this, you know, instantly. Now I'm going to be the fifth millionth voice that's, you know, documenting some shit. When I tell you that lately everything's kind of been falling in place, whether I knew it or not, I'm so glad I didn't jump out the window and come do the instant reaction. With that being said, you may think we're going a couple of weeks back, but we're not. I'm just trying to expose the fact. It was acid. You know what I mean? Are you like that?
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
I'm not trying to punish this bitch. Miss you. Yeah. And we about to earth, send this bitch, you murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuckin' at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can have that look.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Yeah, dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw niggas selling lows, is you like that?
Come on now.
24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom.
Thought this was hip hop. This shit's supposed to be competitive.
Pop another bottle if you like that.
Oh man, I'm so disappointed. We gonna talk though. K-Dot, what up?
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. The money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom.
Oh no, I feel you.
Get took for the crown. I make a four finger ring after melting it down. And I ain't dapping up shit. No salute or pound. Either bow in my presence or I smack them around.
If you ain't gunning for the top spot,
fuck out the way. Rap something you do, it's not nothing you play. They might call this shit a game, but that's just something they say. And in comparison to me, who the fuck are they? While y'all in your feelings, I'm removing the ceilings that go for anywhere I'm at, whether a whip or a building. Fuck whoever get offended. Plus the bitch and the children. Nah, it's too late for that. Ain't nobody chilling. I'm setting up shop if the block look appealing. And once the metro start booming, know I'm making the killing. Give a fuck about your role models, heroes or villains. Not even discussing the future unless you come with a million. Heard them say that's cap. Yeah, you right, bring a billion. The train of thought alone on the track, run you a trillion. Ever meet Illuminati, then I'm catching the body. No if ands or probably, cause partner, I ain't coming to poly. Your bitch putting on a show. With the mic off of Molly. Fuck a flight to Boston on first class in the Bali. Gotta get this shit off the ground like doing the Ollie. Either I'm getting paid or I'm parting like Dolly. Get your passport stamped, sucker, take you a trip. I might hop off of a plane and land right on the ship. If it don't make sense, me to get you some chips. And if that's the case, then I got to dip.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
This is without a shadow of a doubt. The talking to town, what your channel's talking about. Unprofessional as fuck with your host, Ruck. Episode 234. Yeah. Energy up. So disgusted with motherfuckers right now, man. Thought we was finally gonna get it, y'all. Cut this shit off, man. First and foremost, right back at you. Episode 234, one time for the folks. Man, y'all heard that, right? Really like that. The new track available right now in the recordings collections of the Patreon exclusive catalog. So if y'all really want to get a hold of all these tracks that you're going to be hearing, actually you won't be hearing, but you can right now go to the Patreon. And prior to subscribing, get an audio preview of a few of them things. You know, I got another one. I told everybody I was going to be doing a song every day this week, as far as weekdays are concerned. I got the shit going on during the weekend. Not going to be holding myself accountable for a Saturday or Sunday drop. However, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as well as Friday, another track going to be dropped on Patreon exclusive to the folks in La Familia tiers. That means $10 and $20 tiers. You will be able to get a new track each day. There is already two up right now, including what you were just listening to really like that Rux version of the Like That song. And that was the energy I thought we were going to get, man. That's what I really thought was happening. And guess it's just not that way. What the feezy? I kind of want to, you know, just get into the whole chronological order of things. First and foremost, you know, I'm just so glad that, like I said, I didn't run to the pod immediately following what we saw, you know, pop up and appear. Took the world by storm. You know, the Like That verse wasn't expected. Everybody was waiting to hear the new Future album. That was a good way to slip your diss song in. An album is definitely going to be listened to by the masses over a sample and over a beat when Metro, you know, is just hitting his stride. Not to say the guys ever, you know, not came through and delivered. But when you talk about a Metro project, you talk about a future Metro collab album, and then you just hear Metro doing his thing on the beats, the interludes, the skits, getting his shit off as far as his diss is concerned. Their Future. Letting everybody know, you know what I mean? Fuck the subliminals. It's up with Drake. Love Affair over there. That honeymoon phase completely done with now. You bring Kendrick out. Kendrick does his thing. Addresses the supposed big three. Lets everybody know what he feels is just him. I had to come through and let everybody know, you know what I mean? Regardless of what you may think or feel or whatnot, you know what I mean? When we're talking hip-hop, when we're talking competitiveness, when we're talking about somebody who's always going to... you know, never cower when it comes time to, you know, compete in this shit. You also have to throw my name in that motherfucking hat. So let's get to what everybody's talking about. Might delete later, I guess is what the fuck he was calling it, right? I mean, when it first came out and you were seeing these quote-unquote vlogs that were coming as part of the rollout for the Fall Off album. I remember speaking about it, you know, I was talking about all these little drops that were coming, these snippets that we were hearing, and I'm like, you know, this could potentially be on the Fall Off, but at the same time, I had my reserves. I'm like, no, because if this is your highly coveted album that you said that you've recorded multiple times, right? This is like an everlasting body of work, a continuously evolving body of work for you, where you had at one point said that this was going to be your farewell to the game. I never believed that. Then he comes out on one of those tracks and says he's going to need a couple more summers, right? At least, to the masses, kind of doing like, I guess, a public contract extension, you know, like, nah, you know, I need two summers. We'll talk about the business side of that shortly. Actually, I'll probably forget about it. So when you look at these albums that are dropped right now by J. Cole, we all know that he came into the game as a Roc Nation signee under the tutelage of Jay-Z. One of the first huge, you know, names. Obviously, we could talk about Rihanna, Roc Nation as well. But just one of those superstars that when they came onto the scene, you're like, damn, Jaden fucking around, found another one, right? I was early on the J. Cole shit. Obviously, there's before, you know, any of the albums that were out, he had his EPs or his mixtapes. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but before this whole fucking Kendrick Lamar infatuation, you know, with the grand masses, I was on Section 80. I was on, you know, all those tracks early, putting people on. People were like, yo, who the fuck is this, right? And I'm like, Kendrick Lamar. Whether they remember it or not, obviously when somebody comes over and takes the game over like that, you're like, damn, Ruck was on that shit, you know, before that motherfucker even had an album. Same thing with the J. Cole. I would be lying, man. Somebody had to put me on to Lights Please. Then when I hear Lights Please, I'm like, you could tell, bro, it's highly talented. But to me, that song wasn't so breathtaking as everybody else had thought it was. But enough for me to want to go back and do the research. I say all that to say this. You see the guy obviously made a name for himself, had the streets buzzing before he was even, you know, a mainstay. And then you go and you sign to Roc Nation where, say what you say, that guy has a great business acumen, right? He's going to know who's going to be beneficial to him, who he can help, who he can, you know, put in position to win. And then J. Cole was just another one of those individuals who was like a Rihanna, like a Kanye, to where it's like, hey, eventually, going to have to step out on my own. On this Might Delete Later mixtape, there is a mention on one of these tracks about how much money he had made the label and how he had to buy back his masters and how he ain't mad. He's, you know, he's still appreciative. As you should be. When somebody has something like that, that would be like somebody having a mint condition fucking Michael Jordan rookie card. And then being like, oh man, you really like Michael Jordan too? Here you go, bro. You can have it. Like, that's unheard of. So the fact that, you know, he was able to go and then acquire them things, that's obviously just a testament to the respect level that is, you know, shared between those two men. I'm talking about him and Jay-Z. And just, you know, more so I would think Jay having to recognize, no, this is somebody who was born to be, you know, a standout on his own. You can't really expect to be able to continuously tell this guy, you know, work under me or you know, be a part of this. This is somebody who was going to evolve at some point the entire time. So I say all that to say, you know, might delete later the vlogs. I was thinking this can't be from the fall off. And my thought process behind that is because if this is that album, it's so highly coveted. This is basically like your baby, right? You're not just going to continue to, before, you know, before his grandma and grandpa see the baby, you're not just going to keep throwing out a bunch of photos onto the internet, right? Before, you know, you share those intimate moments with your child, you're not going to just throw it out to the world. So when I seen this, you know, these snippets and these vlogs, as excited as I was to hear these portions of songs, especially with some of the beat selections, especially with just some of the portions of the songs that we were hearing, I'm like, oh, man. You add that on top of the fact that, you know, Kendrick had dropped the verse on the Like That during that, you know, that Future Metro album. I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go. Finally. After all these years of the Drake and fucking Kendrick, you know, subliminal sneak diss and bullshit that hasn't really gotten to the point to where it boiled over like we all wished it would. Now, clear out, Drake. J. Cole said he's about to, you know, he says his pieces on First Person Shooter. Kendrick takes offense to it. Now, like I said in the previous pod, the ball is in your court. We all know Kendrick love hoop, right? Well, okay, now the ball is in your court. Might delete later, the mixtape comes out. And like I said, drop Thursday night, slightly earlier than the 9 o'clock p.m. drops that we're used to getting, right? Because 9 o'clock p.m. would technically be midnight in New York. It would be a Friday, and that's when these albums are dropping now. It's Fridays, unfortunately, but hey, we spoke about that in volume as well. We could talk about that some other times. Not that important right now. Thursday night, I'm chilling with the wifey. We got, you know, some quiet time. We just laying on the couch watching some shows, you know, chilling, just spending some good time together. She's like, yo, I'm tired. All right, let's go to the room. Bust out my little earbuds, right? Because I'm going to be awake for a little bit. So now I'm on my phone. Finally, maybe go back to my socials. Look on Instagram. And the first thing I see is Kendrick responds. And, you know, people had already typed out some of the lyrics to the diss song. The diss song that goes by the name of 7 Minute Drill. So 7 Minute Drill's lyrics are on my screen. And I'm like, oh, shit. Now, even at this point, I don't know that this is a full mixtape release. I'm thinking, okay, 7 Minute Drill. So in my mind, as soon as I see that, I see a little bit of a snippet of the lyrics, instantly say, fuck it. I save the lyrics because they might come into play later on for the pod notes. But I instantly turn my attention away from that, go straight to YouTube. Now, why I go to YouTube is because I'm not anticipating this being a full album. Had I known that was the case, I'm going to Tidal. Didn't know. Go to YouTube. Just as I thought, right? As soon as I'm typing it in, pops up right away. I'm talking about this is the first time ever in my life of a 38-year-old where I was on YouTube at the time to where something has been released so fucking so recent that as I'm playing the video, I'm seeing it go from 2,300 streams or plays or views, however they, you know, call what they call on YouTube, to now before this 7 minute drill, which is actually, you know, maybe like a 3 minute song, is complete. That shit's at like 6,500. I would be, you know, kind of, I would like to go back at some point now and just look at where it's at, but I've never been one of those, oh, I guess that's a lie, right? I was about to be like, yo, I was there first, right after telling y'all about Section 80 and all this other Kendrick and Cole shit. But I mean, I'm not on that type of hype to be like, yo, I gotta know now. But when I seen it, I'm like, in my fucking experience, if you don't know that's a full album, you're going to go to YouTube. YouTube's going to have it up there. You're going to have to find the best quality one. You're going to hope that it's something that's released from him on his page. rather than, you know, an audio dub over from somebody on some poor quality shit. Get to the mic, delete later, you know, cover art, and it says 7 minute drill. That was already, you know, a little point where I was like, yo, what's going on here, right? Why doesn't it say 7 minute drill on the artwork, but it says mic delete later? Then I'm like, okay, well, that's what he's been saying as far as all these other snippets. Maybe this just came out as a vlog. Now it got me looking for a video version, right? Then I'm there, and you know, I've been checking it out for a minute. I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm already kind of developing where my angle is going to be listening to that diss, which was, you know, obviously after, in chronological order, the Like That verse from Kendrick. And I'm telling you that based on who these two guys are to the game as far as lyrics are concerned and their ability lyrically, Like That was a moment. But as far as a Kendrick Lamar verse, to me, it was mid. Yeah, you made sure everybody knew exactly what you were talking about. Did you call a name out? No, but you know, Big Three, just Big Me, first person shooter. You called their song out by name, so we know, you know, what you're discussing. Maybe what was the straw that broke your back. Now, to me, I'm like, all right, why I gave it a pass for it being mid is because the way it was delivered, you get a point for it to be on a Metro and Future release, being that we know Future and Drake got smoked. We know that Future Metro and Drake got smoked. Future and Drake had done a lot of collaborative work in the past. We've kind of wondered why 21 Savage has gotten nestled up underneath that arm of Drake, where we were used to seeing, you know, Future and Drake stand side by side. Then people start doing the think pieces on that. You realize maybe this honeymoon phase has been over for quite some time. And then I give a point to Kendrick for it coming out that way. You get another point for that fucking sample, that beat. Now it's like, okay, that was the track that when Travis Scott was telling him, yo, play that one. And I heard the snippet of them on stage at Rolling Loud. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not a fucking Future follower like that. But when I heard that beat, Everlasting Bass is one of my favorite fucking tracks ever. And that's an old head joint, right? Rodney O and Joe Cooley. People were talking about this track and acting like that was the Eazy-E flip. Yeah, we got the Eazy-E, you know, sample of the, you know, he was my son, you know, yeah, that's a portion of it. But nah, bro, that beat that you hear in Pounder right now is Rodney O and Joe Cooley. So when people were misspeaking on that, I'm like, hey, it is what it is, right? Prisoners of the moment. But that wasn't obviously the key factor in it. So I say all that to say this. Kendrick's Like That verse, mid. So when Cole comes with the 7 minute drill, the first inclination of me, and I hate to bypass the entire album and go straight to 7 minute drill, but I got to do that right away because I want to just give my thought process on it. Plus, you need to hear that before we go further. So, you know, hopefully UMG ain't going to be completely hating on the guy. There's going to be a lot of music played in this pod, not only of this exchange, but there's been a lot of music that's fallen through the cracks due to the high, you know, profile disses going back and forth, and throw Beyonce country album in the mix of that too, right? Smack dab in the middle. And a lot of good music has been getting shoved to the wayside. I'm going to try to do my best on this one to you know, bring some light back to those. Before we get to any of that, we got to address the business at hand. J. Cole, 7 minute drill off the Might Delete Later mixtape. Who knows how long this is going to be on streaming, so let's get it done now. So I go.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
I'm gonna turn it up, but first thing, as soon as I hear the beat, I'm like, no, I didn't like it. This ain't what I want to hear. I want to hear some grimy shit, right? Like, you coming at Kendrick. This ain't a back-to-back S type thing where it's a Drake going at a Meek Mill. Kudos to how he did that, though, right? Because he made a hit song out of the diss song, but hey, let's get back to it.
Yeah, turn the vocal up.
Very fucking unprofessional.
Like it's PWC, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out,
how I look. Why are we talking about the homie for this long?
Popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front up the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars, not no controversy.
And I like that. You know, pun intended, I guess. You know, fucking didn't really mean to do that. But I do like that portion, right? Like, now that I got it, all of a sudden you want something with me. And, you know, then the whole I ain't get here off controversy. And the reason why, you know, we would be lying if we said that that's the only reason why Kendrick is a household name. Obviously, he's done great things. Discography-wise, I don't think that that was a point that Cole should have came at. Although I am a very cult following J. Cole fan, to the point to where even A Fault, you know, For My Eyes Only is an album that stands out to me. A lot of people like the KOD, how it got a little bit more hype, right? They loved the Off Season, how it got a little bit more animated. But I was a huge fan of the Forest Hills Drive album, right? So I'm okay with those lo-fi slaps that you get from J. Cole. I'm fine with that. If you listen to the music that I like to make, more so than, you know, the upbeat shit, is some more, you know, lo-fi type beats, some more you know, winter like music that you would hear with the rain hitting the fucking windshield and shit like that, right? But that was just something that kind of rubbed me the wrong way in his diss. Was like, okay, you're going to attack bro's discography when it's really hard to say that Kendrick hasn't dropped a classic every single time. I wasn't aware that so many people hated on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Was its replay value as high as the other ones? Probably not. But was there some shit on there where you're like, oh, this is a different type of artist? Obviously. The, you know, make people fall asleep line, I think that was a reach for the fact that, hey, man, people have said that about you for a minute, but let's continue to go.
Thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard burst like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Blood on.
There. Yeah, it connects. Every time that Kendrick wants to pop back out and maybe, you know, people will get on him for his lack of release, his lack of activity, I'm being one. We don't want to wait 3, 4, 5 years for another album, because then if you decide to go the super artsy route like you did on Around the Big Steppers, it tends to leave people, you know, disappointed or maybe forgetful of just how potent you could be. Cole has been very consistent for the most part. He's found a way to continue his stride. This feature run made you maybe forget that it had been a minute from the off season. All this talk of the fall off, and if you were going to really be retiring after this album, people wanted to hear it, but it would be bittersweet, right? But the only reason we're discussing it is because you're dissing. Granted, okay, I'll give you that. But he's also the only person who's willing to take the fucking gloves off and address motherfuckers, you know, semi-directly. Semi, right? Unfortunately, in this beef, it's been a huge amount of subliminals. But when you talk about somebody who was willing to make a moment, i.e. a control verse, to the like that, Kendrick has been pretty, you get a pen on him to do some shit like that. Let's keep going.
To smoke this nigga cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. I'm Nino with this thing, it's that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC, it's a cold world.
You got a chorus on your diss song, I'm not a fan.
Phone call, they say that somebody.
But then
you want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much.
Where I sat up and thought, okay, here we fucking go.
I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the conductor.
Right there. I'm on the couch, right? I told you right before my wife was like, I'm finna go to, you know, I'm tired, I wanna lay down. That was instantly when I'm grabbing my phone, I look through the little Instagram, I see it, so I'm like, oh shit, right? And I go to it, but I put it on our soundbar in the front room, and I play the song. And maybe it's because she's tired. Maybe it's just because, you know, fucking the verse, I mean, was just whatever. But all this shit ends, and she, casual hip-hop fan, she's like, who's he talking about? I'm like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? I'm offended she ain't, you know, tuned into the pods like that. I'm like, you would know, you know what I mean? But whatever, you know what I mean? What the crazy? Love you, baby. As soon as I hear that, conductor, I'm like, oh, shit. I know conductor didn't make that whack-ass beat, so I know something's coming. And then you get this.
Conductor.
Woo! I'm ready now. What we talking about? What's Cole about to do?
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars.
Okay.
2-6, we don't at niggas, we get at niggas.
Okay.
Shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog, stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect.
Pause.
Your arms might be too short to box with the God.
Oh,
who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July.
My text flooded flex with bombs the hunger
for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, ain't no chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
This is merely a warning shot, the back niggas down. Back in the town, where they whipping, working, trafficking pounds. My jack jumping bout a rap, I'm making blasts from his sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classics right now.
And right there.
Chill out, man.
Conductor.
Fall off on the way, nigga.
Man. Conductor. First and foremost, there better be a version of that instrumental on the internet. And if there is, just know that's the next order of business for me, myself, personally. First and foremost, conductor on the beat. God. You say all that, Cole, and at the end, you know, fall off on the way. And boy, did we not expect the fall off to be at your Dreamville Festival during your set, closing out the show in your hometown that had been so star-studded. One of the things that I, you know, gave you the upper hand on every individual that's quote-unquote in this big three, the fact that you've been able to create things of your own, whether it be Dreamville as a whole, the label, with so many stars that you have, you know, given the opportunity to, you know, blossom. You shed so many light on so many dope-ass individuals who are also, you know, some of my favorite young artists, spanning from R&B to rap to a mixture of something in between. And then you go and, you know, again, back to the timing, right? Friday, normally I would, you know, get to the pad and do a pod. I've been trying to link up with my brother Ron J. Shout out my brother Ron J, man. Really, really my brother, man. And timing, right? Like, timing is just so crazy. You think that you're in control of what it is that you got going on, but certain things just come around, and timing means everything. Shout out to my brother Ron J. We did a first intro beta version episode of a new show concept by the name of Uncomfortable Discussions. Please be on the lookout for that. You know, more and more editions of those. I'll be honest with y'all, man. We were very much into a huge stash of Ducey. So if it was an uncomfortable listen for some portions, don't hold it against us. We're going to come back to the drawing board. A little less sauced up, a little more, you know, prepared. And y'all are really going to have some really great episodes of that in the near future. Please believe. I have a whole lot of faith in that show. Somebody who I know has a plethora of just knowledge, and not only knowledge, but just experience. And even more important than the both of those is a willingness to be able to share things to help somebody else, but also for the both of us to have a therapeutic session, you know, just a discussion that we would normally have, but now recorded and shared in a way that not only will we have a document of it, should we ever forget the key points that, you know, we tend to forget as men. When you have, you know, a string of great weeks and then maybe you have an off week. In your off week, you can start, you know, counting your burdens rather than counting your blessings. So Uncomfortable Discussions is definitely going to be another great, you know, installment or another great collection of shows underneath the Unprofessional as Fuck Network and umbrella. And I can't wait. But I say all that to get to the point of, you know, that means that Friday I didn't do that show. This all drops on Thursday, so Friday I don't rush in and do that. Saturday rolls around. Had plans. We celebrate my mom's birthday. Man, clap it up, man. You know, for reasons that are personal to us, our family get-togethers have been a little less, you know, frequent as they usually are, and understandably so, right? My sisters have a lot of things going on, and anytime that we're able to all get together and just chill and relax and set apart some time to be together and just to let all of the worries and everything that the world has for us, you know, sit on the sideline for a minute, it's always a great thing. The fact that we were doing this in celebration of our amazing mother's birthday was even more so, you know, just another great highlight for all of us involved. So many great things, you know, amongst this entire day. Like, I wake up after going in with the homie Ron J. Woke up feeling 40 and I'm 38, right? Hangover a motherfucking city. But you roll up the next morning, you're like, yo, there's shit to do, right? My kids get up. My wife takes them out to go get a haircut. They go get their cuts. They're on the way home. I'm like, yo, who wants to go with me over to... That's Gigi to them. That's moms to me. I'm like going over to my mom's, right? Bringing back the lawnmower. We had borrowed it. I'm like, we got to, you know, hit up the front lawn. Shout out to my son, Matthew. Just always willing to step up to the plate. Somebody who, you know, he's a teenager and he's a young boy. So to be 100% transparent, you know, there's certain times where it's like we're going to butt heads in a way of just, yo, you know, he looks at things one way, I look at things one way, but in the grand scheme of things, when I have to take a step back and really just look at the young man that this boy is becoming, so proud for a myriad of different, you know, reasons. But I'm like, yo, got to go over to, you know, Gigi's, got to gonna take my mom back to the lawnmower, woo-woo-woo, right? I'll go with you, you know, I'll hop out. I go. Start loading the shit up. He gets back. Hey, you know, Ruck, I'm hopping in with you. For sure, let's go. Head over to mom's spot. Walk in, you know, do what we got to do. Check up with the family. Sitting there. Mom ain't even home yet, right? She's out running errands with my other sister. Sister Stacy in the crib. Cleaning up. Monique and my mom are out running errands. We're out in the front getting started on doing the lawn. And just, you know, how meticulous he is at things, it just shows how much pride he puts into what he's doing. Which is something that I've witnessed not only in the sports that he's doing, in his hobbies as well. Whether it's, you know, the determination that you have to have as a young kid trying to learn how to skateboard, right? Might seem like, oh yeah, you know, a lot of kids skate. But no, my son was out there, you know, we turned... my sister Monique, when we had first moved into the spot, shot us a first aid kit, right? She's like, you're going to need it. I remember Matthew being like, what do we need this for, right? During that skateboarding era, it was like, yo, this is the Matthew kit, right? He would just come inside all the time, had little video recordings of his falls. You know, he was like, damn, look at this one. I'm like, bro, if you ever show your mom that one, you know, keep the sound on mute. That shit was, you know, sounded crazy, right? I'd check his eyes, make sure he was still looking straight. But I say all that to say this, man, just whatever he had ever put his mind to, you know, teaching himself how to play guitar was just something that blew me away. It's like, man, this is a young man who will not be stopped. You cannot deter whatever it is that he wants to do. That type of determination, you either have it or you don't. And I'm going off on a tangent, but going to mom's crib and just seeing his meticulousness with the job that he had, you know, before him, I'm like, okay, he's going to be fine. Not that I didn't know, but it was just one of those proud dad moments, right, where I'm like, yeah, I'm thanking him. Moms comes home, oh, you guys are doing the lawn? Like, yeah, Maddie's got it under control. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Big smile, ear to ear, right? Celebrating mom, she's already happy. We're all together, you know, that being another icing on the cake. I'm just like, man, this day is going amazing. This weekend is going amazing. The reason why I'm discussing all this smack dab in the middle of all this beef talk is because it was just so many different things that led to the fact that I didn't come straight in here and pod like I normally would. Which, you know, just reconfirms to me it's like your own pace, right? You want to set days, you want to have things militant, but you got so many different things on your plate from one, so many different passions of yours that are pulling you in different directions that sometimes you can't harp on yourself and be hard on yourself because, you know, this didn't get done when you wanted to. It got done when it was supposed to. So, with the celebration of mom, with the Cudi Ron J coming through, us just vibing. We started working on some music. We're going to continue to do that as well. We do the beta version of Uncomfortable Conversations. Cole does all this. Saturday, I'm not watching the Dreamfield Fest because I'm with the fam and I'm going to be present. They got music playing the whole time. We're chilling. We know we eat, spend a good time together. Play poker, you know, like we haven't in so long, just all together, just fucking amazing time. My kids are there. My sister, got my nephews there. Our kids, significant others are over there. Emily came through, Jerry with Nalia, Emily with Matthew. And I'm just like, man, so dope. And, that plays into why I'm not watching Dreamville Fest. And speaking about uncomfortable conversations, now we have to have one. In terms of what's going on with all this beef. Before, you know, for one, the diss track, like I was talking, I kept pausing it in between and saying little speak pieces because to me it really wasn't J. Cole-esque. First, the beat selection, the first one, right? Now, that's like, it's Drake-ish to me, like I said. Then my dog, like, say the word. There's no veracity in it, right? Like, I don't be the super yelling-ass motherfucking rapper myself. Like, I don't, that's not what I tend to do. I be on some laid-back, deliver, smooth type shit, right? But when you come in with some shit that's supposed to be of that essence, yeah, you gotta go against the normal grain.
Whoever claiming they the king getting took for the crown. I'll make
yelling,
a
right? This is equivalent to me yelling.
And I ain't dapping up shit. No salute or pound.
Either bow with my presence or I'll smack them around. You gotta be direct. You gotta be direct. When it's time for that type of energy, you gotta be direct. I wasn't getting that from Cole. So for one, was it your best bars? No. Was it a diss track that I'm used to hearing? I'm used to hearing people go after motherfuckers next. Nah, it wasn't that either. First beat, horrible in my opinion. Love that conductor switch up. That's when the track heated up to me. But all in all, you know, it was another just, you know, people have been using the words to describe these disses as jabs. To me, this was kind of even less than that. This is when you see two fighters trying to find each other's distance and, you know, oh, how, you know, how is my reach going to work here? What are their tendencies? It's like the first round of a fight with two people who have knockout power, but are also trained boxers in the art form to where they're going to want to do some research. That first round, more often than not, is on job training. You do your homework in that. You've done all this, you know, scouting of what a person is prone to do. You have your sparring partners who you pick for the reason that they kind of share some of those same characteristics. But when it's finally time to get into that ring, that octagon, whatever it is that you do, that first round, more often than not, is a filling out process. You might exchange a jab or two in there, but for the most part, rather, you're getting your distance together. You're just trying to see the tendencies. Are they moving their head? How's the body work? What's the footwork look like? You know, where are their shortcomings? What can I do better than them? And how can I exploit it? So to me, these quote unquote diss tracks were just mid, super jabs, right? It is what it is. Now, before I continue to go further, as far as the diss is concerned and what happened and what transpired at the Dreamville Fest, I do want to talk about this Might Delete Later project as a whole. A lot of things stuck out to me here. I look at the track list. Track one, Pricey. Ari Lennox, an R&B soul singer under the Dreamville umbrella. Another one of the reasons why I just give Cole so much love for what he's able to do. You find this talent. And then not only that, but you allow them to go do what they do and just shine. Then it's got Young Dro and Gucci Mane on there, right? So I'm like, man, what's this going to be about? So let's skim through this. Yo, UMG, honestly, if y'all try to fuck with me right now with everything that y'all got going, you know what I mean? Diddy trial and all that shit, please just spare me, man. I'm trying to fucking... trying to do what I do. Motherfucking blanket licensing with your organization is pricey, alright? Patreon subscribers.
Climbed up out the trenches as a shorty with intentions to switch my whip as much as Rick and Morty switch dimensions.
I love it, instant. Never really known for dressing gaudy, bitch, cause listen, anytime Cole get on the beat like this, you know, it's hard, but it's in his pocket. I like it. Not quite, but it's the school of life that taught me death prevention. Listen to all that, listen to the bars, and I'm like, okay, well, cool. This is like a fucking some cold shit. I think fast, cause niggas that be tardy get detention. Move on. Crocodile Tears, one of the snippets we heard. One of the ones that I think this is the first one we ever heard. This shit to me was setting the tone.
Turn it all up.
I really like this shit.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
Powered up. I'm powered up.
You keep saying powered up. That sounds Drake-ish to me. Whatever, powered man. Up. I think you could have found a different way to deliver your feelings. Powered up. But hey, whatever.
Yeah, said I was finished, but I want another 2 summers. Hall of Famer hungrier than all the newcomers. Niggas swear they compare, but the truth humble. They get fuck 112, you couldn't do numbers. They tell the label I got AIDS.
Fuck 112, you couldn't do numbers. When the people started breaking that down, that's a Kendrick diss. So, okay, we're talking Kendrick already, Crocodile Tears, whatever, right?
Talk the wild man.
Keep going, keep going. Right here, I hear soul.
Fleet Falls, boy.
Cameron again? What? Now stop. Cameron was on the last project, the offseason, right? Where he comes in, you know, it was the intro, I believe, right? Where he just starts talking. I'm like, fuck, Cam and Cole, I'm excited. Even though Cam, to me, you know, he's entered the podcast world, his show and whatnot. The bars lately have kind of been hit or miss. It's been a minute, right? Purple Haze 2, I was excited for. There was maybe a handful of joints on there that were worth speaking about today. But Ice of a pod that I listen to, this guy goes by Officially Ice from the JBP, Joe Budden podcast. I'm an avid listener of that show. And he had kind of brought this snippet to my attention, and I was like, oh, shit, this is about to go crazy. Huge Dipset fan.
I promise, niggas, I guarantee it, I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet, I swear to God.
And I'm not even going to continue to play it. I'm not going to go any further than that because I want you to remember what this motherfucker just said right there. I'm actually going to go back a little bit so you can hear this shit again.
Boy. Fuck with me, Harlem.
Listen right now.
I promise, niggas, I guarantee it, I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet, I swear to God. Bitch, I'm on my shit again.
Man.
What the feezy?
So disappointed. Not only was that song not delivering like I had anticipated, I mean, Cam on the track, and Cam does his thing at the end, and I'm cool with that. But nah, man, it's just like, I don't know. And I'm gonna pinpoint why I'm not a fan of anything that he had to say at that point, because you're coming out with all this, you know, direct attention, like you got all this smoke sounding like you got smoke, right? But then let's keep going.
Be very, very quiet.
What's the next track?
I'm hunting wabbits.
Now, I didn't hear any of this as far as shared in any of those snippets. I did not watch the vlogs. Maybe there was more in there than just, you know, the ones that we had all seen and heard.
Fuck running in place. I never do that. My destination is running the map.
That's Drake. It's a Drake song you're playing right now. We had told Drake to sit on the sideline because he's not equipped to do what y'all were supposed to do. He's going to do that. There's somebody who does that already. If I try to do the sports shows the same way that Stephen A., that Adam Schefter, that Orion Clark, that these individuals, the Shannon Sharp, that they do those shows, it's an uphill battle, fam. You got to find a different route. Drake got that cover, Cole. Or do something else.
Listen, baby.
Now, I really fucking like this song.
I've got news.
But maybe not for this project with the energy that's supposed to be here right now. But J. Cole, Boss, and Central C, HYB. Track should be called How You Bitch, but I mean, I get it. HYB. J. Cole, Boss, Central C, another great standout song to me. I fuck with the Central C verse. Big fan of Boss, another person of that Dreamville
and
umbrella.
Like TNT. Watch these hoes, I'll pick a side.
Another reason why I'm like, Cole, man, you really are on that pedestal. You got all these people that you shed light on that are able to do shit like this.
Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife.
Come on, man.
Yeah, bag your bitch in my slide.
Y'all listen to that on your own time. I'm keep it going.
Hey, Jermaine. I know you're on the road. I know you're on your best rapper alive shit, but I hope you're doing good. And I hope you don't forget about me, because I'm thinking about you. I hope you come to the Ville soon. All right, hit me up.
You're happily married, dude. You ride around town on a bicycle with no jewelry on, with Crocs and shit. Drake does that shit, bro. Let Drake do that shit. Do what you do. Alchemist on this next track. This track that I'm about to play, Sticks and Stones.
You guys ready to party tonight?
Already. Got me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you, right? Okay.
Alchemist. Come on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Al. Alchemist conductor, please. Make your instrumentals available ASAP.
Yeah. They gotta hide their face. They was predicting a nigga to fail. Turns out that was not the case. I'm rocking a mask with lots of cash. I look like I robbed the bank.
I like the energy. I like the Alchemist, of course, production. I like the tone that's being set in the song. I'm going to continue moving because this actual portion right here is where I thought that it was the best of the project. It was the meat and potatoes of the project to me. Sticks and Stones going into this next track by the name of Pi, J. Cole, Daylight, and Absol. Important to note that Daylight and Absol are current members of the TDE camp, which is synonymous with Kendrick Lamar. We know he has since left that label to join his own, you know, do his own thing, his own venture, PG Lang, attempting to go out and do what J. Cole has obviously done at a high level. We shall see how that eventually pans out, but as of right now, these are two individuals, or at least one of them. Soul was around TDE at the time Kendrick was. Daylight, I believe, is a new signee, came to everybody's attention as a battle rapper. Not just going to say battle rapper, a very lyrical, very talented portion of the battle rap scene, who unfortunately is a little bit more famous for antics and gimmicks that he had done towards the end of it all. Still, nonetheless, this track is absolutely fucking fire. Three talented lyricists just doing their fucking thing. Soul samples, come on, man.
Lights on, you know what I'm saying?
Let me just say, if I hear a beat like this on YouTube, it's over. Next 45 minutes. I'm going to freestyle to that bitch for an hour, and then I'm going to write to that motherfucker for 20 minutes, and I'm going to record that bitch for an hour and a half. Anyway, this track, Pie.
So soulful, don't you agree?
Sure do. Let's keep going, because I can get stuck on that all day. Stealth Mode, Boss, another Boss collaboration. Anytime these two get together, they don't miss. I'm going to move on to my favorite on this whole joint. 3001. This is that shit. This is the beat. If you're gonna have two beats on the diss track, this gotta be the first one. Bottom line.
I'm holding on tight to what it feel like to live a peaceful life.
Do you hear the fucking energy that comes? Even though it's not screaming at you, even though it's not big ass party track, do you hear the intent of this song? The beat come on hard as fuck. You're like, how are you gonna come on this? And the flow is quick. Came with some shit right off the jump. I'm not even gonna continue playing this song because I'm gonna have to play the whole thing. And UMG, fuck you. But anyway, next track, Trade the Truth and Ibiza. I'm going to skip for the fact that it's just not one of them ones where we need to discuss it right now. 7-Minute Drill comes out. It's what everybody pinpoints as what you need to go listen to. In my opinion, it was not the highlight. But it's fine. Controversy sells. Everybody's waiting for the response. Everybody knows that this is now a Cole and Kendrick beef. Drake, get the fuck out of here. Keep doing your little tour wearing your funny ass outfits with your stupid ass fucking props that fly through the fucking area during your shows. Go feature in another Sexy Red music video. Go to all that shit, please. Go take your little vacations where the scenery around you looks beautiful. You're wearing some goofy shit. Go do another fucking skit in the mix of all this fucking beef. And don't you ever wear an airbrush shirt of one of the Bay Area staples when you do goofy shit like that, pretending that you're a rapper promoting a weed strain. Not enough people have discussed that. Please hold that punk motherfucker to the fire for that. But anyway, we're all saying, okay, at least we're here. Now we're waiting on the Kendrick response, right? Before Dreamville Fest even pops off, there's a fucking advertisement for an upcoming 3-pack from, you guessed it, Kendrick Lamar. Album cover got him wearing the crown sword, you know, in the fucking picture. Already confirmed you're going to hear NBA Youngboy, whatever. Whatever. That just lets me know what the energy is going to be up, though, at least, right? Baby Keem is going to be on the project. I believe his shit was titled, like, I Ain't Deleting Shit, something like that, something along them lines, right? Not going to waste the time to try to go look through all the different save shit that I got going on to find the specifics. He's already letting you know. Not only does he say he got a 3-pack coming, but you got to keep in mind that this weekend as well is going to be another Metro and Future album that's coming out as well. Could there be more Kendrick features on there? Could there be a remix of the like that we haven't heard yet? You know, obviously, you know. It is going to be one. Metro, holler at the guy. You feel me? Really like that. Ruck in the recordings collections right now on Patreon. Go fuck with it. Anyway, all that's been said, all that's, you know, been documented at this point. We're doing the Dreamville Fest. We got J. Cole doing the show. Star-studded event. Like I said, you're in your hometown. This is your showcase. This is where you fucking come out now and put your foot on the neck of whoever the fuck thought, you know what I mean? This is where you have your Hot 97, you know, Summer Jam moment where you use your props, put something on the screen, do something. You know, stand your ground and make your fucking moment. That's what we think we're going to get. And instead, oh, man. Instead, he gives a speech. Was tired of seeing you on stage with a speech being conducted. Obviously, you're not always the one who's giving it, but when we see you getting sunned basically by Drake on every tour date, as you're a fucking basically an opener on the Drake fucking tour, he's giving you all these backhanded compliments during speeches. Now you sit on the stage, and instead of taking this moment to do what you were supposed to do, you give a speech denouncing your diss track, praising the other two of the quote-unquote big three, even going as far as to saying that you're, you know, privileged to be chasing them. All right, man. That's crazy, right? To be chasing them, right? Before we get to that, I just want to go back, because this was what I was trying to tell y'all to keep in mind when we were discussing all this shit, what was about to come your way. Listen to this.
Yes! Flea Falls, boy.
Yeah, we need one on Tuesday. We're gonna fly to London. Right.
Fuck with me. Harlem.
I promise, niggas, I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear to God.
All right, now listen to this.
Me, right? So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, I don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because
a relapse.
Y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right?
Oh, it's a bazooka, huh?
So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world... And I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole?
You tested because you clicked up and got sunned by the motherfucker like, who keeps dogging you.
Bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh, my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime. Right? Niggas want to see blood. And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart. You know what I mean? And, like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I moved in a way that was that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab my nigga back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that shit on the chin,
what
boy. Don't you
fuck?
Do it. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep. And then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. The past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I want to now perform the song that's a reminder to me.
No more performing, please. Okay? No more performing. All this shit's performative now. This, performative now.
Yes! Flea Falls, boy.
Where is this energy at, Jermaine? Where's this energy?
promise, niggas, I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear to God.
Nah, man, you just swore to the higher power. And then you came out less than, you know, a full 48 hours later talking about how you couldn't sleep right, how you were tested, how people wanted to see blood. You're 100% wrong in that. Maybe to the casual rap listener who was like, oh, just look down the line of all these things that have happened and how we've lost some of our greatest artists way too young. I say that shit too, because you have to know which type of artist could fall into that boat. Kendrick Lamar has been documented from the jump that he ain't the gangster type. He just documentarian of what's going on around him and in his, you know, surroundings in a way that you won't be able to get from others. A person who is that good with the English language on top of that, so descriptive and vivid in just his art form. Cole, we wanted Drake the fuck out of the way because he can't do what you could do lyrically for our taste in lyricism. Don't get me wrong, Drake has fucking done amazing things on those timestamp, you know, songs where he's got a maybe a target or just, you know, his gets in that mode. Yeah, he could rap, but when he tried to do that full rap little portion of a project, even on Conductor Beats, even on Alchemist Beats, it was like, ah, that's not your, you know, go ahead, do your one dance or whatever the fuck, right? Cole, nobody wants to see blood, fam. What we wanted to see was two of the greatest lyricists, not only of our time and of this era, but in totality of the genre of hip-hop, which just turned 50. We wanted to hear two of the best lyricists to ever touch this amazing genre in its 51st year of its inception, mature along with the age of the genre, and show the masses that you could be at the highest level, the top fucking spots in the most popular genre of music across the world now, have a fucking competition. How hip-hop was built, what the fucking whole essence of this game is. No game. They might call that shit a game, but that's just something they say in comparison to me. Who the fuck? Anyway, really like that on the collections right now on Patreon. Y'all had an opportunity to show the youngsters who are out here making this music that is going to lead eventually to their demise, that if they want to have a long, withstanding career, that this is the route to go. You don't chase sounds, you create fan bases, and then you fucking nurture that relationship. You don't get into a rap beef and start talking ignorant shit to the point of somebody wanting to come and conflict, you know, harm. That's not what you do. Instead, you come and you bring top-tier lyricism and you do a fucking back-and-forth exchange of energy and art that's going to show people, man, you're supposed to care about what you say. You're supposed to have substance in your music. You're supposed to have something that means something in your bars. And now you have the fucking the bravado and the ego and the pride amongst you to do this shit in a way that is artistic against somebody that is heralded as one of the greatest. He says it's just Big Me. You say he's part of a big three. And the other two say that you're third. We thought you were finally ready to step out of that fucking shadow, but you do the fucking feature or the co-headline, quote unquote, on a Drake tour where he continues to make sure that you remember that he's only putting you at number two because he don't want the person who everyone else says is part of the big three to even be in that discussion. He's trying to get ahead of the narrative and click up with you to make it all love, love, peace, peace, so that the other third person looks like an oddball if they jump out. Kendrick has jumped out on Big Sean's song and lost control on a verse of a song called Control, created a moment. Okay, you guys aren't going to do nothing with that. BET Cypher, subliminal here, subliminal there. Y'all want to click up? First person shooter? Whatever. Obviously, he wasn't a fan of that. Comes with his, creates another moment. This was your opportunity to say, hey, Drake, bruh, stand on the sideline. Fuck all them speeches. Fuck all, you know, this ain't a post-game conference. We ain't at the podium discussing, you know, what went right and what went wrong during the game and how, you know, we're going to go back and study some film and come back, you know, next Sunday and put together our best effort. Nah, this was your moment to completely wipe Drake's name out of the fucking, you know, marquee. It would be you, it would be Kendrick, and y'all were going to do something that was going to be so great for the culture, for the genre, that regardless of how it fucking ended and who, quote-unquote, won or lost, this was going to be something that was going to be spoke about in the 101 year of hip-hop. But instead, you say all these things, you have all this fake energy and bravado, but the shit's called Might Delete Later, and then you come out and say you might delete it literally. 48 hours after, you step on your own disc, you talk about the man's discography, then you stand in front of all of your fans and make sure that they cheer and show love for the guy, speaking to his greatness, saying that you're lucky to be able to just be in position to chase the other two. So now you're not the one, what do you say? Not the two, I'm the UNO. Not the three, not the two, I'm the UNO, uno. And then you hit the uno reverse card on yourself, now you got to draw four. And now you're just getting skipped. Now you know what's going to happen. Kendrick's going to come out this weekend. He's going to continue to do what he was going to do. He don't give a fuck about your apology. He's from that fucking killer mentality. And now Drake's going to come out with something. And I wouldn't be surprised if he don't have a little, you know, sneak diss on you, a little jab in your direction as well. And now what are you going to look like? Now the fall off isn't the fucking album we're all waiting on. It's what just happened to you in a matter of 48 hours of all of your own doing. All of your own doing. I'm so powered up. It'd be like swatting a fly. I could drop two classics. You going to delete those two, fam? We didn't want to see blood. We wanted to see competition. We wanted to see two legends. Two of the greatest to ever fucking put pen to pad. Have a fucking back and forth in exchange that not only was going to show their lyrical abilities, but also their maturity and how you could do this in a constructive way that only helped people's brands and didn't result in violence, didn't result in bloodshed, didn't remove some of the most talented individuals we've ever seen at young ages due to stupid fucking ignorant violence. But now, for a person like me who loves this fucking music, this art form, to the point to where this shit, man, I could go on about it, but it's not personal to me. It's for everybody, man. It's for everyone in totality. I wanted to walk around today literally with my phone out just asking people who may listen to hip-hop. If I'm at the gas station, hear somebody listening to some shit, what's your thoughts? I need to know. Literally wanted to get as many points of views as I possibly can. My daughter is a huge J. Cole fan. I said, you know, you still rocking after the apology? Emphatic, yes. Spoke to my wife about it this morning. She spoke to the same sentiments. You guys wanted to see, you know, war and... And then it turns to this, and I'm like, man, you don't understand. It's not going to be war. It's not that. It's lyrical exchanges. It's a battle. This ain't going to be on QD3 films, beef, whatever fucking number. This was going to be taught as a fucking curriculum piece in the college at some point, whether it be in performing arts sections or in English sections or in whatever. It was going to be something that we would have been able to study down the road and be like, man, what a time, right? And now it's just like, oh. The fall off came before the album did. Now, I'm not going to be blasphemous. I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment and not say that J. Cole is still one of the most talented individuals. This is just a huge blemish on your jacket, fam. This is much worse than the clicking up with Drake. This is much worse than being a part of his tour on select dates. This is much worse than any of that. This is now conceding instead of competing. Might delete later. Now I don't even care if you might compete later, because at this point you just removed yourself from contention. And now we have to wait again for the subliminal exchanges between fucking Aubrey Graham and Kendrick Lamar. We know the end result of that if it comes to an exchange. Sorry, Drake. This ain't Meek Mill. You may not have even got the better of Pusha T, but just based on star power alone, we're able to skate past that with the help of a Jay Prince stepping in to stop the exchanges before it got really fucking ugly. That may have resulted in some physicality. But this, we've all been robbed. And if it really didn't sit right on your spirit, and if it was really something that you just really couldn't vibe with, you couldn't live with it, right? Why do we have Benny the Butcher being invited to the Dreamville Fest to perform his biggest song numbers-wise? Such an impactful fucking record of 2022, I believe. It mean a lot to me. Do you hear that? It mean a lot to me.
I'm straight, though.
So you bring him, right?
Tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm
cold fucking world.
Alright. I say all that because this was also aimed at Kendrick Lamar. So the other shit didn't sit right with you, but you're okay dissing him on this track and performing it and, you know, having the moment that you did here and then having Benny come out and do that track. Just listen to some of this.
Griselda shit, you know what I mean?
Griselda.
You know what it is, nigga? When I show up. I'm on 10, nigga, not 9.
On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck. Power out, the sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying.
Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying.
With the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying. Got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stretching.
You're lying. You're stretching the truth.
Truth, no, I never stress in a booth. They feel the pressure, me, I feel like I just left them a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm.
You felt the pressures to come out and do the track is what you're saying, right? Everybody said, we want blood. What are you going to do? It's wartime. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's a direct quote from you. But you're okay doing this on Johnny P's caddy when there's no name attached to the bullet. You're okay attacking fucking Little Pumps of the world. In 5 years, you're going to be on Love and Hip Hop. Did it smooth and OG type of way, too. And it was like, all right, it's cool. But you're okay with throwing these shots. And putting names on bullets or not putting names on certain fucking clips that you unload. And you're going to have Benny come and do the Dreamville Fest with you. And you guys are going to perform that track. But then when it comes time to do your 7-minute drill, it's not going to happen because it doesn't sit right with you. And you weren't able to sleep. And it's fucking up your spirit. And you hope that God could get you back aligned with things. And okay, man, if that's actually the case, then just tell your partners when they try to pressure you, since, you know, you don't succumb to pressure. Effortless, right? Then just tell them from the jump, fuck what everybody's waiting on. You could have came out and made a song about why you weren't going to do it and remained cold and remained artsy and remained lyrical fucking, you know, top tier. And you could have done that and you could have fucking still been regarded from all peoples everywhere around. Even if we didn't, you know, respect it for a second, we would have been forced to respect it, you know, in some time. Which even with this, there's been mixed reviews. You know, some people have come out, Styles P's come out, and he said maybe, you know, if people usually don't have the heart to do that type of shit. I think it was Punch from TDE came out and you know, spoke to how it took some fucking, it took some courage for him to come out and do that. But at the same time, you're speaking all this, you know, just more comfortable with lions, stretching the truth, right? Like, okay, with these gun bars, you know, drugging gun bars, whatever, right? But then the Falcon, you got the Falcon 9 in your pocket or whatever the fuck you said, right? I don't know. It means a lot to me, man, because these are two people who are heralded as some of the top in the game and still do. I'm not going to fucking sit here and sound stupid and completely become hypocritical because it's very obvious these are still... And Kendrick did nothing wrong, right? But, I mean, Cole, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you really didn't do anything you can't come back from to an extent, but come on, fam. If it wasn't your vibe, if it wasn't your energy, then just don't do it. But if it's okay to do to a Little Pump, if it's okay to do when there's not a name attached to it, if you're okay to throw subliminals, then when the fucking spotlight comes back on you, don't throw something out there, all this energy. There's not a soul out here to fuck with me. I don't, you know, swear to whoever you swear to. And then 48 hours later, it's just not sitting right with me. Woo, woo, woo. I'm so blessed to be chasing these two. Now you're chasing. You went from nothing three, nothing two, I'm the UNO, to now you're chasing. Just that quick. Now, regardless of where you should stand in all this debate, people are going to have to kind of just recalibrate that. We're going to have to reprioritize, you know, rebalance out this whole thought process. And, it's only your doing, fam. What the feezy? Now, I told you the show was going to be music heavy. Definitely might get flat or get in trouble for the shit, but it is what it is. I'm going to go back a couple of weeks first, and then I'm going to get you up to date with some of the newer shit. There was some really good music that got overlooked. One, you know, 3 weeks ago when the Future and Metro shit dropped and took over the world. Sir, another TDE representative. Someone who's ultimately consistent in everything he does. He dropped his album. This is off the new album, Heavy, by Sir. Teams up with one of his label mates, Isaiah Rashad, TDE, still doing big things. This is Karma. This whole project, fire. Sir really stepped out, did some experimental shit on this joint as well. You're definitely going to enjoy it.
Jackie Youngest, baby. Crazy since the sixth grade. Full clip on my mental, too official for your mixtape. I can paint a picture so wavy to blow bands.
A professional as fuck podcast.
I remember a time when we would enjoy the breeze. Wasn't so concerned with weather, the weather was getting better. One day I was surprised to discover all eyes on me. I don't think I'ma get used to this attention, no, not ever.
Never been too shy for the limelight.
Kind of the same wheelhouse. IDK, Joey Badass, Denim. Should be a project on the way. This was a single. Dope Lil Lucy from IDK, Joey Badass, two talented individuals.
Sitting on cloud nine, but it's really my couch. Pierre Jean raised the original ones, not the ones they get for 500 to dress up their house. I'm single boy, no girl or no spouse. Could be quiet as a mouse, don't smoke, but I can make it loud.
I keep it going. Maxo Cream, that Mexican OT, two people that are really making a lot of noise from Texas. This is talking to
nigga, I don't remember about your tone. You say you talking to who? Make a nigga slow his roll like you talking to screw. Pull up
and professional as fuck podcast.
Young crib nigga got rich out blues. Sip syrup out purr, got pink out blues. I be on lean like fat nigga shoes. Catch me on lean like a nigga with no knees. Op nigga weak, wanna beat by the freak. Make the bitch eat my meat, drink skeet like protein. Trigger Max OC, Mexican OT. Thousand pounds of the law, get them OT. Drank by the case, took a pint to the face. Like PDD makes remix with the
keeping it going. Ozzy got a project on the way. It's gonna be his debut on CMG. Him and Eric Bellinger been getting together a lot often. A lot lately, I meant. This is Jaded.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Angels, they been calling me, but demons still be haunting me. Cross on my path.
I carry the streets.
I'm gonna be honest, I like Mozzie getting into this type of flow, man. I like him getting a little more deliberate with the art, getting a little, you know, slower tempo. Got Eric Bellinger. Both of these two sound like a really good, you know, pairing. Hopefully they do some more work in the near future. I wouldn't even be mad at a joint album.
Opportunities, 20 plus doing this. Handing out them lows, trying noodle shit. Cry about their sins that they gave. Niggas knew the risk. Warned many times. Mama told us about that foolishness.
More West Coast. This is El Dorado Red and Jay Worthy. Track called Dope Game.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Dope Game.
But you got to know Swift the hardest.
I think that Dope Gang tryna kill me. I think that Dope Gang tryna kill me. I think that Dope Gang tryna kill me. I think that Dope Gang tryna.
That beat alone, just a vibe.
Watching for the feds, watching for the cops, watching for the robbers, watching for the ops. I think that Dope
Gang. Again, that's El Dorado Red, Jay Worthy, Dope Gang. Let's keep moving. East Coast legend, West Coast legend, DJ Premier teams up with Snoop Dogg. This is Can You Dig That?
Welcome to California.
Can you dig that?
There's been a lot of good music that's been getting put to the sideline because of this whole back and forth beef situation we got going on. Not to forget, Beyonce did drop a country album.
Welcome to California. Life is a bitch out here.
Can you dig that?
The lights. The glimmer, shooting stars and beautiful women.
It's two OGs doing their thing. I ain't mad at it at all. Iceware, Vezo, and DaBaby. This shit's called Perfect. Big fan of Iceware. Shout out to Detroit.
Cause I'm perfect.
What up, though?
I'm perfect. Woo. Live from the six.
That shit.
First nigga in the trench. Put all my hoes in designer. Don't bring me out no bottles. Purple soda with all the rivals.
Speaking of Detroit, Royce the 5'9 got some artists that's coming out of his camp by the name of Courtney Bell. Has a song out right now called Word to Conway. Got Conway, you know, speaking on the track towards the end. This is that joint, Word to Conway. Courtney Bell, semi featuring Conway the Machine. Shout outs to Heaven Records, Heaven Studios, and Royce. Another fucking monster in this lyrical game.
I come from the dope blocks in the trap. I was conceived next to the pack. My daddy dope, my mama soda. Gave birth to her son, I'm cracked.
Fire.
Been killing these niggas, I'm breaking the 80s, I'm bringing it back. That's facts, I rap for niggas who traffic packs. I trapped in that paper stack like Tetris. Lexus and Benz is dope.
Back to smoothing it out, R&B. Bryson Tiller is back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Self-titled album out right now. This track is called Intention. Heard a lot of people highlighting certain tracks that I fucking favored as well. I'm gonna play some that they haven't played. So this is Attention, Bryson Tiller. Self-titled album out right now on your phones.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
So much good music out right now. Should you be willing to go look for it? They're going to continue to put the bullshit in your face because there's a narrative being painted and there's a whole entire campaign behind it. Just know that if you are looking for quality music, it is there. If y'all are Tidal subscribers, if you guys are on Tidal, I can make a playlist for y'all for all these different type of moves, try to point y'all in the right direction. I do have access to Spotify as well. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. Gotta shout him out, right? Hosting the pod as I am right now. And all in all, I just wanted to touch bases with y'all, give my opinion, my two cents on the whole situation of music as it stands right now, on this whole exchange, just back and forth. Let y'all know how I was feeling. If you feel differently, definitely voice your opinion. To those of y'all who are Patreon subscribers, there's a new community chat available to y'all right now, a place for us just to congregate, talk our shit directly to each other one-on-one, or, you know, to the group, whatever it may be. Make sure that y'all get active over there, man. Y'all been real dormant and quiet, playing shy and whatnot, but I do want to get a community going. So if you're subscribed already, make sure you go take advantage of that feature. If you are a new subscriber on your way to the Patreon link right now, know that I want to thank y'all in advance. Again, if you're going to the Patreon for the music, you're going to have to subscribe to the Folks or La Familia tier. That is where the music will be available for your consumption. That's where you're going to be able to get the new drops, the shit that I'm working on. You know, maybe there ain't going to be no snippets. It's either going to be complete pieces or it's going to be, you know, a little bit of behind the scenes access. As far as that's concerned, I mean, hey, regardless, you know, there's always going to be some dope shit over there if it's just pod content alone. Definitely going to be working on a Married AF episode very soon. The wifey's, you know, asking when's the next one. I got a lot of people saying that they're sharing it with their wives, finding, you know, that they enjoy listening together. Some dope shit. Something that you can't really put a price on, man, when you turn a passion project into, you know, a budding business and just continue to have different ideas and different concepts and different outlets and different ways to express it. It's just going to be a, you know, a one-stop shop for everything that you may need or want. And, you know, maybe all the above. But with that being said, going to close out. Showing Cole a little bit of love, man. He definitely needs to be showered in at this point. I know Kendrick's going to be coming with something on Friday. I really hope that that Cole knows, you know, who he's dealing with. He said, you know, my chin is out. Willing to take your shot, you know, do what you got to do. Well, let's get these Cole songs out now before that happens. 3001, might delete later. I'm going to continue to upload content to Patreon and I ain't deleting none of that shit. With that being said, sports show on the way. My brother Q, Quincy, man, Infinite Posse representative out there in Arkansas. Shout out my brother Rolly as well. We're going to tap in for a sports show. Be on the lookout for that later on this week. Getting this work balance shit back on point. Not rushing nothing. Going to make sure it comes when it's supposed to come. You know what I mean? It's already being written. We just instruments out here. With that being said, as always, thank y'all for tapping in, for tuning in. If you like it, tell a friend to tell a friend. Until next time, find what makes you happy and return the favor. I'm gonna holler at y'all later. Go on. I started achieving less and less and had my cerebral vexed. Too many blessings to be depressed. Went from too stressed to be blessed. Now my new recipe just keep that fuck shit from my desk. I don't want shit but my breath. I don't want shit but my fan. Thought I used super glue, nigga. How this gun stick to my hand? I don't even tote no pistol, but that shit sounded so hard. Plus, I don't give a fuck about lying. Once I learn these nigga fraud, I'm finna burn these nigga dog. Bring me that Ernie nigga charcoal. I'ma send on the crossroads with the lost souls.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
That with my heart cold, give it three or four strokes. Then I'm on to the next. Shit like a powerful.